Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Sims reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ver Alse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Gill reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Jim Merritt now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Hinton moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Hinton scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vierals hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vierals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McDowell. Tovar moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tovar trying to get to third. Davalillo throws the ball into Alvis, who tags Tovar for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Ron Klein. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.